Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. David Bishop. And from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled Smart Salt.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. If salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing. It can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. Put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of men, so that seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today is the feast in England, where I'm living, although I'm Scottish, of St. David, patron saint of Wales. In Wales, of course, it's a solemnity. And the Gospel I read was the Gospel of the Feast of St. David. You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. Now that's classic Hebrew thinking, where you use parallel phrases, which are very similar, mean very similar things, but are also a little bit different. Salt of the earth, light of the world. Earth there means the world, it means the planet. And what Christ is saying is, you Jewish people have a duty to the world, not just to yourselves. You have to spread out, you have to be wise and show the wisdom of the law that's been given to you, but also, as Christ will explain, you need to understand that law in a deeper way. You cannot use the law to stop you doing the things that truth tells you to do, which the conscience tells you to do, which the Spirit will tell you to do. It says something which is a bit strange here. The translations all ignore it, but it doesn't say if salt becomes tasteless. It really doesn't. I mean, every translation translates it more or less that way, but actually it says if salt becomes stupid, what can make it salty again? Most of the translations just think that's too odd, too strange, a translation. How can salt be stupid? Well, salt's often used to represent wit. St. Peter talks about that, you know, the salt in a conversation. So, the opposite of wit, the opposite of intelligence is stupidity. But it's not here about intellectual stupidity, although we should, if we have any capacity to study, we should study as hard as we can. David did. That's what David formed as his monastery. It was a centre of learning and teaching. I mean stupid in the way of being unable to understand other people or to listen to what other people are saying, and therefore becoming a very bad teacher. You know, you try to understand what it is people are saying to you or why they find it hard to accept the Christian message. You know, all good teaching begins with listening, hearing, understanding what the person is, and that often doesn't require intellectual intelligence, it requires rather a sort of openness, the ability to hear, which may go with empathy, with understanding, may go with some self-understanding. We understand other people when we understand ourselves, and we have to understand why people may be afraid of Christianity, why they may hate it, why the salt doesn't seem the right thing for them. It doesn't seem something that gives flavour to life at all. And that's what he means by being stupid. Light of the world again. Well, it's stupid to put a lamp under a tub. You put it in the lampstand where it shines for everybody in the house. It is open. But, you know, we're stupid in that way. We make our Christian faith into a secret. We don't want to share his riches. We don't want to talk about Christ even to each other. And that's no use. Really isn't. So today we celebrate David. Today we celebrate someone who was witty and wise in his own way. Not clever, not humorous, but he cared. He loved. He understood. That makes him a patron not just of Wales, but of all the peoples, all the races, all the languages, all the cultures, all that God has made in this world, which only in heaven will be truly preserved. Only in heaven will we find our way home. Amen.